Welcome back to Nachyomi with Sefer Shmuel in the rearview mirror. We now continue with the book of Malachim. Now, a brief introduction to Malachim. The book of Malachim spans over 400 years, similar to the length of time as the book of Shmuel. Malachim deals with a total of 41 rulers. That doesn't include David HaMelech, who you will see in the first two prakim. He passes away. And we learn, of course, also about the split of the kingdom between Israel and Yehuda. We've noticed that there's already been some separation between these two parts of the kingdom, but they were unified under David for the most part, but they will separate eventually, essentially permanently, under a few kings after David. Israel will have a total of 20 kings, and Judah will have a total of 19 kings and one queen. And we will also see that all of the kings of Judah will be from the line of David. That is the unique characteristic of these kings. Malachim also introduces us to some of the most well-known Jewish Nevi'im, Jewish prophets in Jewish history, like Eliyahu HaNavi, for example. And we'll also witness very soon into the book of Malachim Aleph that there is the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then of course we'll also see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as well. And Rabbi Jack Abram, what he says it best when he notes that Malachim is like a graduate course in Jewish history. It has some of the primary tidbits of all of Jewish history, that's sort of like the need-to-know elements of our past among the chapters, and it is certainly an eventful read. And God willing, we will begin with Perek Aleph, the first chapter, in our next recording, and wish everyone a beautiful day.